Queers United Against Israeli Terrorism and Gay Shame brought together young and old queers to demand Israel stop the bombardments in Gaza and end the siege and the occupation of Palestinians, and an end to any financial aid by the U.S. government in Israel, as well as reparations for rebuilding Gaza. I talked to Carla Schick of QUIT about why a queer voice is important to protest the bombardment of Palestinians in Gaza.
I'm here because we want to demand for an immediate ceasefire, but that is not sufficient. That's just the bare minimum of what is needed. There needs to be an end to the siege of Gaza, which has been going on for a decade, and an end to the occupation, and an end to Israeli politics, which has occupied Palestinian land for over 75 years. What we see now in terms of the genocidal tactics of Israel is just an extension of policies that have already been in existence for decades. And so we're asking people to join with us in demanding justice in Palestine, not just a ceasefire, and to have a diplomatic voice for the Palestinians in the solution for what will happen in Palestine. And one of the big issues, of course, in the sticking points in Oslo was the right of return. People want to return to the land. The people in Gaza who are living there are already refugees from 1948, and now they're being displaced again with ethnic cleansing and being displaced to the south of Gaza, where they have no place to go, and Israel is bombing in the south as well as in the north of Gaza, and people have nowhere to go. They need a just solution and a just settlement to this occupation.
Why is this a queer issue?
None of us are free until all of us are free. Queer liberation is involved with is integral with the liberation of all people. Israel tries to brand themselves as queer-friendly, but the truth is that they're queer-friendly for if you're European, if you're Jewish, but they're not queer-friendly for the Palestinians. So they lie about their policies, and they're just using pinkwashing to brand themselves as a democracy, which they are not, because a democracy does not discriminate against people because of their ethnicity, their race, or their religion. And that when I see LGBTQ flags in front of military tanks, liberation is not being assimilated into a military that is committing genocide against the whole people.
And people say, but Palestinians, queers aren't free.
That is not for us to decide how queers who are Palestinian create their own liberation. That's a very colonial view of liberation, and the queers who are Palestinian are the ones who are fighting that struggle and determining in an anti-colonial and decolonial way what their liberation will look like.
Tell us what QUIT is, and do you have any connections with the queers in Palestine?
QUIT stands for Queers Undermining Israeli Terrorism, because we believe that state terrorism should be named as terrorism, not just self-defense. It is not self-defense, it is terrorism. People have connections with organizations in Palestine that are queer, cause, and other organizations.
You can get more info about QUIT at quitpalestine.org. This is Lisa Detmer reporting for Pacifica News.